our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast super secret intro. Holly doesn't know I'm recording an intro, but this is it. I'm introducing the podcast right now. Okay, that's all I have to say. I'll talk to you in a bit. Hello, and welcome back to the Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly. We're awesome. Why welcome back?
It's a secret.
No! No!
No, you can't know
about
okay,
it. How long did you record, though?
It was maybe 15 seconds.
Okay. Well, this is going to be uncomfortable, because that was to the podcast, so I'm going to have to ask my sister, be like, what did he say?
So, I did a secret introduction.
Okay, should it go before or after the theme?
It's already on there.
Okay, no, so the theme song comes first.
I just paused it.
I just need to know how to cut it together.
So that, everybody, I did that secret intro about 2 hours and 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I wasn't home for that.
Yeah, and then you came home
I was getting Taco John's, because that's what human...
I'm so mad at Taco John's.
That's what human adults eat. I'm well, because so my coworker today was talking about these meat tubes that they have. They're called, like, Tex-Mex something or other, Mexi Rolls.
They should be called Barf Rolls.
But they're meat tubes. They're like taquitos, but with... like refried beans in them and less fried, like not as crispy as
taquitos.
I really liked them. I'll eat them again for
sure. I just had tacos. If you're not familiar with Taco John's, it is like a...
oh, it's a regional Taco Bell.
Yeah. They have potato olés,
mm-hmm.
which are little taters. They're like tater tots, but with like...
like a different spice.
Different seasoning. There's
yeah,
different
and they're like, they're round and flat.
Instead of like a barrel.
Have you ever had those like cheddar potato things they get at bars and stuff sometimes? They're like filled with cheddar. They're like that only okay. without the cheddar in them.
Yeah. They're like round discs.
Yeah.
Of
they're potatoes. Good. But I learned that a 6-pack and a pound and 2 meat tubes and a churro is maybe too many food for 2 people. Because I think a 6-pack and a pound is supposed to feed... multiple people. That's
well, they give you 2 buckets.
That's Taco John's. That's their thing. Is you get 6 tacos and a pound of potato olays for yeah. like $11 or something. It's really yeah. expensive unless you go on like Tuesday or something.
$5 a person.
But it's like a large potato. It was a lot of food. It was a lot of. I shouldn't have eaten all
3 tacos.
A lot of food.
And... Two buckets of potatoes. They gave me 2 buckets.
I had 3 tacos, 2 meat tubes, and a bucket of potato lays. It was so many food.
I had 3 tacos, a churro, and about half of a bucket of potato lays.
Only half?
Yeah.
What happened to the rest?
They're still over there.
Oh, yeah, you were mad because I ordered nacho cheese and paid $1.60 for 2 different cheese and they didn't include
those
the
fuckers
cheese.
Didn't give me my nacho
and
cheese.
And you were like, we're going to call. And I'm like, it's across town. You really going to go get it?
They should deliver it.
No.
They should bring it to
they
me.
They should deliver it. No, here's who was working
they
there.
They pay them at least $9 an
kids
hour to
who
do that.
Kids who were probably that old enough to work. It was like 3 high schoolers and like a 60-year-old lady who was actually really sweet, but mm-hmm. Nobody seemed to really give a shit except that lady. Mm-hmm. She's the one who made our tacos, thankfully. I don't know what it would have been in them otherwise.
She didn't make my goddamn nacho cheese.
Yeah. She had to like yell at one of the girls to stop spraying cleaner so close to the food. She's like, hey, put that on a cloth, because that's awfully close to the food.
Don't spray Windex
on
these
but
tacos.
She was yelling, and she was like 3 feet away, and this girl was just straight up ignoring her.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Windex. I think it was like degreaser. like the strong stuff.
So what happens if you put like degreaser in like a fryer?
Is
that like what happens when
spontaneous combustion.
When matter and antimatter hit each other?
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing.
The universe explodes.
Yeah. It's like when sugar and lemons hit each other.
No, that doesn't...
Is there sweet and sour
I'd say
opposite?
It's more like with like hydrochloric acid and sodium hydroxide.
Yeah, it's probably something more like that.
And then you drink it.
And yeah, salt water. And you drink it. It's salt water. If you can, I wouldn't though.
If you get exactly like the right mix.
I trust science. Don't get me wrong. I trust science 100%. I do not trust the human who's measuring out the parts.
But also, it's half salt and half water. That's a lot of salt.
That is a lot of salt. That's I wouldn't real drink salty it. That's water. That's saltier than most salt water.
Yeah.
Salt water is gross.
Because it's exactly one particle of salt and one particle of water.
You have segued accidentally into the thing I wanted to talk about today, which is the ocean. I've been thinking about it for the last week. I'm like, what do I want to talk about on the podcast? And it turns out that it's the ocean. So, because I was thinking about, remember how our early podcast had, like, some themes? Like, I think we had one about zombies. We had one about, like, okay, how the world would end.
Okay.
Not necessarily a theme. I was just thinking, I want to talk about the ocean.
Okay. I like the ocean.
Like, if you had the option to, would you live underwater in the ocean?
No.
Why?
Because I would die of
no,
drowning.
But, like in a house capsule thing that's under the water.
No.
Why?
Because it might break.
It's not going to.
I don't know that.
There's enough fail safes that if it does, you can get out and you're going to be alive. You'll be fine.
Like if you live in like the aquarium, like the tube in the aquarium where the sharks live.
Yeah, but like way more underwater than that.
How do you go to the grocery store?
It's a submarine brings you your food.
Don't they have those in like Japan?
I think they're only like under like a couple feet of water though, aren't they? I'm talking like 100 meters down.
Why would you live that far down?
Because for fun.
No, but I mean, why would that be there?
Because I'm sorry, you hate people, right? I think we had a whole podcast about, like, most of a podcast about if everybody in the world disappeared. So what I was thinking is, if you live in the ocean, nobody's going to come bother you.
Yeah. Well, can I grow things there? Is there, like, a greenhouse?
I mean, yeah, probably. Like,
I guess you have to get, like, fancy lights or whatever.
That's not that hard. If you're building an underwater, like, castle, basically, or capsule, or whatever it's gonna be.
And then, like, you seal off the entrance.
Like, you can probably afford a couple grow lights for
so is it like,
basil.
Is it, like, connected to the outside world?
Yeah, I'm thinking is that there's, like, a tunnel down to it, or, like, you know how, like, military, like, missile silos are real down, deep down? I envision, like, a missile silo that goes, like, that sort of depth down, and then, like, a little pathway out to your place.
Oh, so it's like in a mountain or like down, and then you go through a tube.
And then you go through a tube.
And then eventually you come out
underwater. Eventually you come out in your house. Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like how that thing looked on Terraria, where it was a castle under the water.
I don't know if I know what you mean.
We played like the first like world that
yeah!
we played in Terraria.
Yeah, we went through like a thing. Yeah, kind of like that, only less water inside.
Well,
I think there was some water inside. There wasn't? I thought a lot of water leaked in somewhere.
There was only one at the very bottom where you drop down so you don't die.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But yeah, they like bucketed
they
all
down.
The water
that was
out.
More like, it was more like in hell than anything else.
Yeah, that was way
down.
That
was way
down
there. Terraria was fun. We should play that again.
Yeah,
but anyway, so would you live down there? Like, would you do it?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. That's why I was asking. Why would you do it?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you have, like, an extensive greenhouse, that'll make enough oxygen for you.
Yeah.
And it'll be pure, clean air.
Yeah. Would you want a pet? Would you get, like, a pet sea turtle? Maybe not 100 meters down. That's awfully far down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where is the... What? I don't know enough about the ocean. What depth of the ocean do the interesting things live? I know there's stuff, like, real far down that's interesting. Like, all the glowy stuff and the creepy things.
I want
with
it
big
so
teeth.
It's not dark, like... all around, all the time.
I think it's dark, like, at 10 feet. Like, it gets dark real quick. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I want to be able
so
to see
you
want to
live somewhere where
like,
you can still see that there's sunlight?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to see, like, the things swimming around.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Well, if you can see sunlight, you'll see some things
right,
swimming
that's
around.
What I'm
so
saying.
You're probably going to be, like, 100 feet down, more than 100 meters
yeah,
down.
Yeah, that's, like, 30 meters down.
10 stories down. I feel like there'd still be light there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never swam in the ocean. Did you swim in the ocean before?
Yeah.
When?
A few times.
When?
Atlantic City, Hawaii.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's kind of salty.
Did you get salt water in your mouth?
Yeah.
Isn't that the grossest?
So I remember one time when we were kids, we were at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And
what beach did you go to? Because I mean,
Atlantic City.
You weren't really in like a, you weren't like in a coast or anything. You were.
But
you were
we were.
Mountains.
It was like 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
To New Jersey.
Okay.
To the coast of New Jersey or New York City. That's on the ocean.
Yeah, but don't.
No, you don't swim there.
You don't swim there.
No, you don't.
There's poop.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, there we go. I was thinking to myself, maybe I'll make it through a whole episode without talking about poop, but
Every time you mention that, but you never...
I know.
We probably did some episodes where you didn't talk about it.
We probably did.
And you just only remember the ones that you did.
But yeah, don't swim off
so
of New York.
I was trying to tell you the story.
Yeah,
I think that might have been in Florida when we went to... No, we didn't go swimming in Florida.
You went to Florida?
Yeah.
You went to Disney, didn't
Disney
you?
Disney World,
you
yeah.
dick. I want to go to Disney. I've wanted it for years. My one friend, when I was a kid, would go every single winter. Every winter, she went to Disney World mm-hmm. with her family. But we
if
never
you,
had any
if
money.
If you live in Florida, it's cheap.
She didn't. She lived in Minnesota.
Well, if you live in California,
she
you
had
can
a
go
three-story
Disney,
house.
Disneyland.
She was,
I like Disneyland better than Disney
I've never
World.
Been. Oh, you've been to Disneyland, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. You spoiled jerk.
No.
Yeah.
I was 12 when I went to Disney World.
Oh, so the right time.
Yeah. No, maybe I was 10. I was in fourth grade, whenever that is. 10 or 11.
Yeah, it's like 10.
And,
9 or 10.
So we went there because my Uncle Bob decided that we were all going on a vacation, everybody in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So he took me, and there were 6 kids and 4 grown-ups in the car. It was me and my brother and... all the other 4 kids, like his, my cousins, not Jen and Evan, because they were babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't go. They were still real little. And then Granny and the Jut, and we all went down to, in one vehicle, one giant van. There were 10 of us in a van, and we drove for 2 days in that van.
Jesus Christ.
Down to Florida, and then we drove back.
That's horrible.
One of the things that I remember, the big thing that I remember is we were in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And we were watching wrestling on TV.
Okay.
And it was like a major moment in wrestling history when it was like Macho Man Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan were like fighting over...
Oh, I've heard of those people!
Yeah, they were fighting over Miss Elizabeth because...
I don't know who that is.
She was like their manager, but I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
She was some... But they were fighting over...
Was she a wrestler?
But it was
or
they,
she's just
but
a
they were like on the same team. They were called like the Mega Powers.
Okay.
And then on this one episode, they like...
They fought each other.
They fought each other because they were so mad. And then they were enemies then.
Yeah. Because they wanted to do it with the same girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah. That was a good...
I don't make friends enemies, I tell you.
Yeah, bros before hoes.
Bros, well, hoes before bros in that case,
yeah,
right?
Well, they didn't listen to the wisdom.
The classical wisdom, as Shakespeare put it, bros before hoes.
Yeah.
That's not... Okay, so, but you were privileged enough to go to a lot of rich places when you were a kid. Although, to be fair, it was probably cheaper. It was probably cheaper to go in 87 than it was in 97 when I would have been going. 89. So, yeah. Yeah.
1989.
Oh, yeah, you said you were 10.
Yeah, it was, I think we went in, like, February of 89.
It's insane expensive now. Like, a lot of expensive now, so.
Well, I mean,
we never
had
any money.
I went to Hershey Park maybe 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was like $60.
Yeah, dude, to get in a Valley Fair, it's like $50. It's ridiculous.
That's dumb.
It's not even like...
You gotta go to Knoebels. You don't even know about Knoebels.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
you told me about it.
So Knoebels is a free amusement park.
It's free unless you
want to
ride rides.
It's in Elysburg. It was like 40 minutes from Hazleton.
Yeah.
And you could just go there every day and walk around and hang out and eat shitty food.
Yeah. Well, that's all amusement parks are for.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay to get in.
Yeah.
But
you
still
have to pay for rides if you want
to
go.
Right, it's like $3.
But that's
the
thing about... See, I don't like rides. Like, I don't like roller coasters. When I was a kid, I could do all those, like, spinny rides, but then my...
Well, you gotta go on the log flume.
What do you think it is about... Yeah, that's probably the only ride I can do. What do you think it is about being a kid that means that your inner ear, like, hasn't fully developed yet and you don't get dizzy? Do you remember being a kid and, like, spinning around and just not getting dizzy?
Yeah.
I remember being as a kid and, like... What's dizzy mean? Like, I knew that things spun around, but I didn't know that nauseous feeling that you get as an adult when you spin around in your chair at work twice, and you're like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
All right, okay, I got a top three for us.
Okay.
Top three, I'm going to say, like, I want to say, like, amusement park, but, like, an amusement park, carnival, fair, something like that.
I've only been to three.
There you go, top
probably.
Three.
Okay, so, like, like, fair carnival-esque event
carnival,
location
yeah.
sort of things.
Yeah.
Do Renaissance festivals count?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a fair.
I guess it is. All right, you start. You start, because you clearly
counts.
Have something in your mind.
Well, I'm going to say, what do I want to say?
I don't know.
This counts as everything. Like, yeah. Amusement park or a carnival or a fair or...
Yeah. Yeah, just like an event like that. But not like a show, like an expo.
Okay, I'm going to say a street fair in Hazleton called Fun Fest.
Okay.
We had it every year.
Okay.
It was literally 3 blocks from where I grew up. It was on Broad Street, which was really close to where I lived. And it was like, it started right there. And then you walked all the way down. And it was a local thing, but it was the first week in September every year they had it. And it was always so much fun. Like, you just walk around seeing all the people you knew. And
Stuff's only interesting. I think we had this conversation the other day. The stuff's only interesting when you're a kid. Like, yeah, if you try to go as an adult, you're just like,
because I tried to go when I was like an older teenager. Like, yeah. It stopped being awesome when I was like 13 or 14. And then
it's still, if you're into like drama, I still haven't quite figured out what that is. I'm 26. I still don't know what drama means. But if you're into that, I sense that that was the thing that happened at that sort of event.
Yeah.
Like, if you're 17 and your friend's girlfriend's brother's boyfriend, something, I don't know.
But I do remember there are two notable events that happened at Funfest.
Okay.
Actually, three. But so the first notable event is someone dared someone else to drink fish.
Like one of those goldfish that you win for throwing a thing in the fish tank.
And then they did it. I don't remember who drank it or who
don't
dared
drink
them.
A fish.
But I remember somebody did it.
Hazleton friends, if you know who drank the fish,
drank
please
the fish?
Tell us. Who the hell drank the fish? Who drank the fish?
I don't know.
Maybe it's legend. Maybe nobody actually drank the fish.
Second notable event.
This has
two names. It's either called the pizza eating contest or the yellow guy.
Okay.
one year I wore all yellow.
Of course it's you. I wasn't expecting it to be you, but why wouldn't it be?
So I had like yellow pants and a yellow shirt and a yellow hat.
How did you even get yellow pants?
I think they were
that?
Yellow jogging pants.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Did you? I'm assuming you did this on purpose.
Oh,
you went all yellow on purpose.
Had yellow socks, yellow shoes.
All right, I've seen pictures of you as a teenager /early. That was not flattering. I am positive of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was awful. But then there was a pizza eating contest. And
did you win?
I won.
Yeah, because you're good at eating food fast.
Yeah, and I won the pizza eating contest, and I was the yellow guy.
Do you know how much pizza you ate?
Nope.
You remember?
Don't remember.
Do you remember being sick afterwards?
No, I wasn't sick.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, pizza.
Yeah.
And it was Snap's pizza.
Okay, so Snap's pizza I don't think I can eat a lot of. But if it was like Domino's or like frozen pizza, I can eat a ton of... Yeah, but you can eat it indefinitely. Like, have you ever like ordered like a shitty Domino's pizza and just ate like the whole thing? You're like,
I've never ordered a Domino's pizza.
Okay, how about this? Have you ever ordered a spicy pie pizza and eaten like half of it and been like, did I even just eat food?
Yeah.
Or like Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
But you don't feel full. Something about pizza doesn't fill you up, even though
pizza has weird qualities. Like,
it's sort of like magic food.
Pizza is magic food because it's the only thing that you can leave sitting on the counter overnight and then be fine eating it the next day.
Has anybody ever gotten food poisoning from pizza?
Nope, it's magic.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's magical. It doesn't matter what's on it. You can have like raw beef on
it. Put all the anchovies, raw beef, raw bacon. Throw
it
right on
leave
there.
It sitting
you're
on there.
You're going to be fine.
You're going to eat it and you're going to be okay.
You're going to be totally fine. You might regret it a little bit because, like, you didn't drink some water with your breakfast and you're just like, oh, I got this pizza, like, just sitting in my stomach, just like a lump.
But it's you're never going to get sick from pizza. It's magical food.
All right. So your number three was the street fair?
Fun Fest.
Fun Fair. I'm sorry.
Fun Fest.
Fun Fest. I'm the worst.
Jesus.
All right.
You are the worst.
Fun Fest. We had a similar kind of thing. We had Interlochen Heritage Days, which was like, it was the town festival, basically. But it got real shitty as I was old enough to actually appreciate
it.
So. My number three is probably, boy, am I even going to pick, I don't know if I'm going to pick like an amusement park. Because I don't know if I've ever enjoyed going to an amusement park, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe I will, though. Yeah. We'll go with, I shouldn't pick this one. Number three, I'm going to go with Adventureland, which is in Des Moines.
Is it like that movie?
No. It's not good. But it's the first time I ever went on a Ferris wheel, and it's the first time maybe I ever went on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like, it was a huge-ass Ferris wheel, too. And I don't like roller coasters. In fact, I hate them, but I went on it. And so that's what I remember about that. That was it. I don't have any good memories from it.
What's
your number two?
My number two is, there was, this place closed down when I was really little, maybe 8 or 9. but I remember it. It was called Angela Park.
Okay.
And it was in Hazleton. It was like...
Like in the city?
Like a 10-minute drive.
Oh, nice.
To get to it. And I remember it because there was like a creepy pig that would like suck your garbage. It was
not
like,
a real pig.
No. It was a garbage can, but it had like a vacuum on it that you put your garbage in and it would eat it.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And that must have been a pain to clean, too.
It freaked me out. I know my brother remembers it.
Yeah.
But
it's like a creepy pig.
Yeah, Angela Park closed when we were little, and and then every time I drove by, it was just all like dilapidated and like...
Yeah,
it was kind of sad, but yeah. I just remember it from when I was little, and it was what we always did.
Okay. My number two is going to be the Martin County Fair, it's the county fair. It was the county fair. It's a lot like your Fun Fest. I'm sorry, did I get it right? Fun Fest, okay.
It's not really a fair, though.
No, but it's the same sort of, like, you go when you're a kid, and you think it's cool because you're a kid, and there's stuff to do when you're a kid. The best part about it, I only liked it when I was a kid. Again, I went as an adult. I went year before. Something like that, year before last, and it wasn't great, because I didn't know anybody anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I moved away, and then I just came back for a concert that wasn't even any good.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, almost ran into a bunch of people that I just, even if I had saw someone that I knew, I wouldn't have wanted to talk to them, so... Mm-hmm. But it was cool when I was a kid, because it's a classic fair, right? You have, like, your hog barn and your, like, 4-H projects.
Hog barn.
Your 4-H projects and your blueberry pie contests and
So we never had 4-H.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was no horses.
Oh, we have more than horses. 4-H is more about, like, pigs and cows than it is horses.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have livestock in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's weird.
It was all just, like,
I mean,
grain.
I guess you're in mountains.
Yeah.
So... But our fair, I don't know if all fairs have this, is like the vegetable competitions, and then you can submit like your...
Giant pumpkin?
You can submit like your needle point.
No, they didn't have needle point.
We had
pumpkins and a pie baking contest.
Ours was like, they had not just pie, but like brownies, cookies, whatever you wanted. Sure. It was just like tasting contests. They had like, you could show off your crafts. So if you had made a quilt, or if you were a kid who painted a picture, like you could enter it into the fair.
The one that's like the Bloomsburg Fair that we had.
Yeah.
But, like, Fun Fest was, like, a street festival.
Okay.
But the fair was
at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds. I don't think we had anything, then, that was, like, Fun Fest. I mean, we had some... They'd close off the streets for, like, a street dance.
Mm.
But it wasn't really like that. Like, it didn't happen through the day or anything.
Yeah, Fun Fest, it was kind of a unique experience. Because it wasn't, like, there was no rides or anything.
It was just, like, a
people
street
bought,
fair.
Like, stalls. Like, you could buy, like, shitty trinkets and, like, you could buy pit beef.
God, I feel like we must have had something like that. I guess we kind of did at Interlochen Heritage Days some of the years when I was kind of younger. They had, like, was that, it happened at one of the parks, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it reminded me more of, like, what we did downtown in Fargo, like, when they had, like, all those stalls.
Oh, yeah, like, there's, like, a craft fair.
Like, a craft fair. It was kind of like that.
Yeah. No, I guess that's just the Fargo Street Fair.
Yeah, the Street Fair.
Mandy Moore tweeted from there the other day.
From Fargo?
Yeah, from the Fargo Street Fair. Oh. She sent a selfie that she's at the Fargo Street Fair, and I bet nobody recognized her, because nobody expects Mandy Moore to be in Fargo.
Yeah.
Especially at the Street Fair.
What's her name there? On the bridge?
Miley Cyrus. Yeah, she was.
She was at the bridge in Fargo.
She was on the bridge in Fargo. Anyway, so that was the Martin County Fair. It was also cool, because they also had, like, a headlining act every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was usually, I mean, it was always country. But it started to get to where they actually got famous people to come.
Uh-huh.
And one year, they booked a guy named Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
And he was real famous, but he wasn't famous as much when they booked him. And then he got really famous.
Wasn't he the, wasn't he in the Lord of the
Nicole
Rings?
Married to Nicole Kidman. What?
Wasn't he in Lord of the Rings?
No.
Who was that guy?
What the hell are you talking about?
He was Aomer?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was in, like, Star Trek movies?
I don't know.
As Bones?
No, that's a totally different person.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is an Australian country singer,
yeah.
Keith Urban.
No, he's New Zealand.
No, Keith Urban is an Australian country singer.
He's a New Zealandish actor.
I don't know who you're talking about, but this is
somebody
a different
knows.
Person.
Somebody knows who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Aomer.
Okay,
look
well,
him up.
Anyway, you look him up. But anyway, I'm talking about Keith Urban. So he got famous and he still decided to come. A different year, we had a band called, I believe it was Rascal Flatts, and they got famous, and they're like, no, we're not coming.
Okay.
They're like, we're too famous for you now. Might have been it. There
was
a couple
was...
years that happened, and we'd book them when they weren't doing well, and then they'd have a hit song, and then they'd be like, no.
Yeah, we're not doing that fair anymore.
Yeah.
So my number one,
yep.
It's kind of the Bloomsburg Fair ties into that. Mm-hmm. Moonfleet Fair was our local fair where they had the pigs and stuff. Mm-hmm. But on the same fairgrounds, mm-hmm. during the summer, mm-hmm. Before the Bloomsburg Fair, which was in early fall, mm-hmm. They had, my uncle worked for Pennsylvania Power and Light, PP&L, mm-hmm. and they had their PP&L picnic. I told you about this the other day.
But yeah, I think that counts, right? Like yeah, a company picnic yeah. on the fairgrounds.
But it
yeah.
was, because it's the whole company, the right. whole Pennsylvania
like, Power and Light. Like all of Pennsylvania.
There
people
was like,
keep the lights on.
There was like 1,500 people there.
Right.
And you had all the free food and drink and free rides
That's
all day
cool.
long.
That sounds like fun.
It was so great. And they had the zipper. And you'd always just go and
in
the lines.
Have a zipper.
There was no lines. You go to a ride, and like within 2 minutes, you're on the ride.
Well, that's how it was. The Martin County Fair didn't usually have much for lines either, because they yeah. had wristband day where you could just ride as many rides as you wanted for really, really cheap.
Yeah.
And so we would do that, and there were almost never rides. But here's the thing: I would only ever ride the kiddie rides. Like even when I was like 12, I'm like, yeah. I'm riding the small child rides because I don't like the grown up spin around, almost kill me rides.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that was a solid decision. I'm still alive.
But I remember. Oh man. So at the PP&L picnic, they had, like, all the buildings where they had, like, all the exhibits and stuff. There's no exhibits, because it was just PP&L. Or they'd have, like, a thing like, the history of PP&L.
Okay.
And it was
boring. Right, because
but
like, you're supposed to go look at it, but nobody
but
does.
But in the one building, they had a big cooler filled with ice cream.
Oh, well, of course you like that.
Yeah, and I was like, ice
thing.
Cream sandwiches. They had the little cups with the scoops.
Oh, like the ones with like the sundae where they're like striped
yeah.
stuff on the side?
Yeah.
Oh, they had those when I was in daycare as a
yep.
kid. I remember
yep.
those.
They had green ones and red ones.
They got
brown
like that,
ones.
That like wood, little wood, shitty wooden
little
spoon.
Little wooden spoon,
yeah.
Yep.
Like maybe get a splinter sometimes
yep.
from
yep.
it. All right, speaking of ice cream, why don't you go get our snack?
Oh, our snack?
Yeah.
Which one do we want to do?
Do both of them. Give me a bowl of ice cream and get you a bowl of ice cream.
No
yesterday, well, the fuck, clean one then.
We just take one spoonful of ice cream.
No.
Because we had a big meal.
Oh, whatever. But I want to keep eating ice cream. I don't know what your deal is.
You can do it later.
I'm trying to talk about my number one.
Okay,
I was going to talk about my number one while you're gone. So my number one is the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. I'd like to be clear. Minnesota Renaissance Festival, not that great. Fine, but not that great. Better if you have, like, money when you go. I've been to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival 3 times. I went once when I was, it must have been like 11, 12, something like that. We went with my extended family, and by my extended family, I mean my grandmother, her husband, and all of his family came. And I think maybe my uncle was there before he got married. But we went, and the key thing that I remember about this particular trip was not so much going to the Renaissance Festival, but we stayed at a KOA campground nearby with my family, because we camped a lot at that time of my life. And we got up there, and we started to get our stuff unloaded, and my mom realized that she forgot the tickets, and she had to drive 3.5 hours home to get the tickets, and then drive another 3.5 hours back. After she'd already driven 3.5 hours that day, and it sucked. But she couldn't have not, because we needed the tickets, so she had to go back home
Didn't
and get
that
them.
Cost more in gas than it does in tickets?
No, it didn't. Gas was super cheap at this point. This is like $1.10 gas era. So it didn't.
So I totally forgot about the Renaissance Fair. We,
yeah.
When I was in high school, actually, the gifted program, the nerds.
Yeah, the nerds.
The gifted program always took a trip to the Renaissance Fair, because that's what nerds like to do.
Yeah.
And it was cool. Like, they had the blacksmith guy and...
Yeah, I felt like they didn't have enough of that sort of blacksmith guy kind of thing. It was a lot more, like, fairies and pirates and mermaids
oh,
by the time I got
like
there.
Oh, Renaissance style.
No, it's not. It's not at all. And they... Well, even that blacksmith guy, that's medieval. So it's not even really... It's not Renaissance either.
Right,
no Renaissance festival is actually Renaissance,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, more medieval.
Most Renaissance festivals now are more...
Fantasy.
Yeah, they're like fairies and vampires and all that stuff. So if you're gonna cosplay, you go as a fairy.
Yeah, ours was more like medieval. Well, they
yeah.
had like the human chess match and stuff like that.
Oh, right, and I remember, I mean, it wasn't terrible. When I was a kid, it seemed like it was better, and they would call you out, like, if you, like, nobody who worked there was allowed to display any sort of, like, modern technology or anything. And by the last time I went, like, cast members were on their cell phones.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, it wasn't right. So
that's unacceptable.
No, it was unacceptable. And they would, like, talk out of character and stuff like that, which I didn't like. But, so I went three times. The first time was most notable because my mom forgot the tickets. The second time I went in high school, which was probably the best time that I went, because I went with my friends. Uh-huh. And, like, we were old enough to drive on our own, so parents didn't have to come, even though it was 3.5 hours away. And it was great. It was great. It was good to go with my friends. I pretty much just hung around with Andy the whole time because that's what I did in high school. This must have been, I must have been 17, about 17, because I think it would have been after he broke up with my sister, which would have been probably about 17. So it was really fun. Andy bought a sword. I don't remember buying anything because I was broke. I had no money because I'd recently gone to Spain and didn't have any money. It's hard to have any money when you just spent $2,000 going to Spain when you're in high school. But it's fun.
I never went to Spain.
You never went to Spain?
No.
That's fine. This episode was supposed to be about the ocean, and I was going to talk about swimming in the Mediterranean Sea, but I haven't gotten around to that yet.
That's not even an ocean.
I know, but it was tangentially related. You're anyway,
more
and then
than the allotted amount.
How much more did you put in?
10 grams.
Oh, how dare you! We're measuring out our ice cream so we get the proper serving, and also it lasts longer. So the last time I went was in college. I went with some roommates. And a friend, right. And it was all right. I don't think it was as fun to go in college because I wasn't as keen on the people that I was with. So I would say my best time was high school, going with my friends. And it was cool. I don't know. Maybe the first time was really good too because like I'd never seen it before. I'd never seen anything like that before. There was no sort of Renaissance anything when I was a kid. So I didn't know anything about that world.
I always had fun with it.
I wasn't nerdy enough. I wish I had been nerdier as a kid, like geekier, but I didn't know about any of that stuff. Nobody had ever told me because I didn't have friends or people that I knew who were into it.
Yep. Okay, so that was our top. Oh.
Oh yeah.
Hey man.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, I didn't sneeze. Okay, so our snacks. We both got ice creams because yesterday was National Ice Cream Day.
Yesterday was National Ice Cream Day, and we're like, we should go to Cold Stone. Now we decided to go to Target instead because it's way cheaper.
And we got two little tiny buckets of ice cream.
We got like 2 pints of ice cream for the amount it would have cost to get one little bucket at mm-hmm. Cold Stone. So, yeah. Oh, I found out later there was a 20% off sale in Cartwheel for ice cream.
Yeah, you got to tell everybody about your ice cream that you have before you eat it.
Oh, before I have already eaten it.
Yeah.
My ice cream is cheesecake with brownie chunks in it.
I feel like cheesecake ice cream is like doesn't make sense.
I've had cheesecake ice cream that did make sense, but mm-hmm. this isn't.
I'd rather have just cheesecake or just ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
I wanted, there was like a special edition Edie's one that was mm-hmm. it was cheesecake bits in vanilla ice cream with graham cracker swirl, and mm-hmm. I think that would have been really good, like a cheesecake bit mm-hmm. in the ice cream. But this is cheesecake flavored ice cream with brownie bits in it.
Yeah,
it's all right.
It tastes like fake.
It does. It tastes. It's too sweet to be cheesecake, yeah. But it's all right.
So
I wouldn't buy it again.
My ice cream that I chose is, I don't know the brand. I put it away already. But
Talenti, I think.
Talenti,
you got gelato.
It's gelato, mm-hmm. and it's pistachio gelato because
Talenti makes some damn good gelato too. Because
pistachio is the best kind of
ice
cream.
They got some black raspberry with chocolate chunks in it. Mm-hmm. Oh man.
And then Holly mentioned something about tea berries.
Oh yeah.
Because we were watching the Iron Chef.
We were watching Iron Chef, and it was a tea competition. Like the secret ingredient was tea. And someone had berries on their thing, and I was like, oh, maybe those are tea berries. And you're like, no, that's not tea berries. But what I meant was the berries from the tea leaves, and what you meant is something I've never heard of before. Please elaborate on tea berries.
So tea berries are called American Wintergreen. That's okay. Another name for
them.
Oh,
you just learned that, though.
But
that's
they're
not
like,
something
they're tiny, tiny red berries. They're maybe like...
Which, by the way, on the show, these were tiny red berries.
They look like they're about like the size
of BBs.
They
were different, yeah.
Like BB-sized.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bright red and then inside are white,
mm-hmm.
but they taste like they're kind of minty, mm-hmm. almost like minty. But I remember they had, tea berry ice cream back in Pennsylvania, but I totally forgot about it because I hadn't seen it since I moved to the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remembered it when you said tea berry the other day. And then I'm not.
You posted about it on Facebook and got really sad when someone said that they were eating tea berry ice cream.
Yeah, because you can't get it anywhere.
No, because I'd never heard of it before, and you looked it up, and it's just a Pennsylvania thing.
Yeah.
Which is why I'd never heard of it before. We don't have tea berries here. I really don't. I don't know. But like, what kind of a...
But you
do they
find
grow
them
like,
in the woods.
They grow like a blueberry kind of?
No. They're on really tiny, like, plants
okay.
that grow low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just little tiny red berries.
How low to the ground?
Like, maybe, like, at most 6 inches off the ground.
Oh, wow.
But you could, like, if you're in the woods, you can find them and just, oh, tea berries, and you eat them.
I feel like it would take a lot to grow enough to make anything.
Right, but I'm sure if you cultivate them, you're...
I wonder why they don't cultivate them. Is it just because nobody knows about them? Is it like a lingonberry thing where only like one country's way into it?
Yeah. One country being Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, one state, whatever.
Yeah, it's a region. Like, I don't know anything about it. But this pistachio gelato is very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's got pistachio bits in it. Mm-hmm. And Holly doesn't like bits of nuts in her...
I don't love bits of nuts in my baked goods or my ice creams, that sort of thing. Ooh, I just remembered that we have blackberry, lemon, popsicles left, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm, we have to do an unboxing.
Oh, dude, we sure do. We have 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
So, the other day, we went for a walk, and remember how, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast 12 times yet or not, that I've been looking for Shopkins everywhere, and nobody in town had them? Walmart didn't have them. The other Walmart didn't have them. Target didn't have them. Kmart didn't even carry them. So the other day we went to our mall that we walk in for funsies called the Dirt Mall. It's great. And we realized that there's a Family Dollar next to it. And we're like, oh, we'll go inside the Family Dollar and look at stuff, blah, blah, blah. Forgetting that it's not like a Dollar General where everything's just a dollar. It's not a dollar store. It's actually kind of a rip off your money store. So we're walking through the toy aisles, not even thinking about it. And Adam looks down and shows me Shopkins. And I'm just like, what? And there were two of them on the shelf. Just two of them. I'm like, he's had to come from somewhere. So we looked around, couldn't find him. Finally found him on a top shelf. They had 41 of them. I bought 12 of them at $3 each because I'm a responsible adult. So we did an unboxing over Periscope. I was actually going to Periscope this, but I'm kind of eating ice cream, so I don't feel right about Periscoping it. Plus, it's bad lighting, so maybe we won't, but maybe we should.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should. We should Periscope it. You want to grab my phone? Wait, I might have it in my pocket. Ha! I have it in my pocket. Anyway, so we'll Periscope this. Should we Periscope it on the... Now, you know what? We're going to Periscope it on my own account, I think. So, at Only Obsessed, you won't be able to know about it now because it will have already happened. So, if you missed the Periscope, I'm very sorry.
Can't you do it on the podcast one?
I will leave it live, so I'll leave the recording, because you can choose to leave the recording up. The recording will stay up for 24 hours, so if you listen to this within the next... If you listen to this before 9:11 p.m. on Tuesday, July 21st, you will be able to see it. But otherwise...
That's a Harmontown reference.
That is a Harmontown reference.
If
but
anybody knows
otherwise,
it.
You're not going to be able to see it, so... But anyway, so we unbox the first...
Six.
We were going to do four. Well, I think we were originally going to do two. We did two as we, like, right when we walked out of the store. Because mm-hmm. we couldn't wait. And then came home and did two more on Periscope. And the people on Periscope liked it so much that they asked us to do, well, you asked me to do one more, and then they asked me to do one more. A lot of what the hell is this on Periscope, which I thought was pretty great, but.
Apparently, people think that North Dakota only does meth.
Yeah, I mean, they're not that far off of wrong. There's a lot of drug use here. No, it's not meth right now. It's fentanyl. It's like these patches that you get, but the kids are like tearing them. They're opening them, eating the gel, and then they're dying of overdose.
Well, yeah, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, try telling college kids that. College kids don't listen to any kind of reason.
Yeah.
Especially, you're going to die if you do that.
Yeah.
They really don't care about that. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Pause the podcast for a second. We're going to finish eating our ice cream. Now we're going to Periscope.
All right. Pause. We are back.
Yeah.
We're back from our break that was like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, that won't sound like anything happened to you, but I have finished my ice cream. My mouth's a little bit numb. We are actually going to, Periscope on the podcast account.
Okay.
Because I have fixed it so that we can do that. Yeah. So
I'll hold the thing.
Yeah, it's gonna post out on Twitter too. So hold the thing. Please don't include my face.
I'm just gonna point it down. I'm gonna point it down.
All right, starting the broadcast now.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Did you even know what Periscope was before? Like I told you about it.
No.
Okay, so we're gonna unbox the Shopkins. Remember, people can ask questions on Periscope. So if they ask me a question, you should probably answer it.
All right. So right here is the middle of it.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we got this little basket. Cute little pink basket, purple handles. I don't know. I don't think I ever... Well, I posted a link to them in our one video, but I don't think I ever talked about how the basket looks. Or put a picture or anything on.
Yeah, we have enough of these little baskets. If you want one, let us know.
Yeah, I've been bringing them to work every day, like a couple of Shopkins, just to keep me company in my pockets.
All right, so each bucket comes like this in a little happy pink packaging.
Yeah, we're explaining this, podcast listeners, we're explaining this more for the...
These are made for five-year-olds.
Yeah, these are definitely made for five-year-olds. We're explaining this more for the Periscope audience, because you guys already know, but they don't know. Periscope, I don't know if you're paying attention, but we have podcasts. This is being recorded for our podcast. I think I'm already seeing here that this is a character we already have.
Oh, don't look at it.
It's a color variation, so we'll open it up. I didn't. I could feel that it was a tube.
Don't look at it.
All right. Trying to open it. It's not working. Oh, God.
So if anybody wants any of these, you just let us know.
Just let us know. You could probably just, like, have the bad ones.
The bad ones.
Well, we got, like, a sparkly one once that I don't want. Yep, that's what I thought. We already got this guy.
Who is it?
We get a color variation. It's the pasta.
Oh, we have two
that we
pastas.
Now have two of. That we had two of. Now we have three.
Yeah.
We got the color variation. Pasta. We have the pink pasta now.
We have an extra blue one.
We had two
blue
ones.
Hold on, I'll hold it up so people
can see
it. I
honestly don't like any of the pastas. So if you want the pasta, name's Fasta Pasta, but I'm actually guessing it's probably Fasta Pasta. Because they say
Fasta.
Yeah, they say pasta because they're Australian.
Fasta.
So, they all have these, I don't know where the center is, they all have these, you can adjust.
That's too. Very the center.
Oh, they all have right these there. Holes in the bottom for your eraser.
Put it on a pencil.
If you want that, if you're like a child, like the correct age for these, and you want to put them on your pencil. All right, let's do another one here. What if we got two of the same one in the same package?
That's
how
bullshit.
Devastating would that be? Oh, it'd be horrible. I'd be so mad.
I feel like you're going to break all your fingernails off.
I am. Well, no, my thumbnails aren't long. What do we have? Oh, I think it's a blender. We don't have the blender yet, do we?
Hold it up to the thing.
Is it up here? Again, I can't see.
Yet.
I can't see. Ugh. I am on the other side of the thing.
Can I guess his name before you say it?
Yeah, guess it.
I think his name is Billy Blender.
Billy Blender? Brenda Blender.
Oh, it's
Brenda
a female.
Brenda Blender.
She also looks a little off.
A Brenda Blender is rare. Well, she probably does. I mean, the paint job on them isn't all perfect all the time.
No, I mean, her face, like her
eyes.
Her
face, does she look like she got some ish?
She looks like, she's challenged.
She has some life challenges. Let's call it dizzy. She looks dizzy. The inside of her butt, by the way, is blue.
The inside of your butt is blue.
Oh, I don't want to know if that's true. I don't think it is, but I don't want to know if that's true. All right, did we end up with any Periscope viewers?
Nope.
We had zero?
Zero.
All right. Did we have any at any point?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We never had any at all?
Zero.
Oh, that's so depressing.
Well, maybe somebody will watch it. They have one day.
They got a day. You got 24 hours to watch this, so hopefully you listen to the podcast early. If you don't, well, that's just too bad. I'm sad, because when we did it on my account last time, people watched. We had like six viewers.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right.
So that was our podcast for this week.
That was our podcast.
I hope you enjoyed it. And let us know if you want a little pasta. Fasta pasta.
Fasta pasta. Because we don't want it.
Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.